From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. takes responsibility for the strike on an Afghan hospital. U.S. Army General John Campbell, commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, conceded to U.S. lawmakers Tuesday U.S. forces were responsible for Saturday's airstrike on a hospital during the campaign to retake Kunduz from the Taliban. 22 people, including staff members of Doctors Without Borders, were killed. Campbell said U.S. forces are undergoing a review of rules of engagement.
I'd also like to remind the committee and the American people that we continue to make extraordinary efforts to protect civilians. No military in history has done more to avoid harming innocents. We've readily assumed greater risks to our own forces in order to protect non-combatants. To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
Meanwhile, there was renewed fighting for control of Kunduz Tuesday, which was overrun by Taliban more than a week ago. UN envoy Monkey Hamdi told the Security Council Tuesday the peace process in Mali is back on track after violence in August threatened to disrupt a June peace deal. But he says the Malian people need help in their transition to peace.
There is a strong need to ensure the delivery of peace dividends, especially to the population of conflict-affected areas. MINUSMA has been seeking to provide improved water access, supporting expanded electricity supply, ensuring the return to school for children whose education has been thwarted by the conflict, and encouraging the voluntary return of internally displaced persons or refugees to their communities of origin.
However, he cautions vigilance is required as the peace process remains fragile. This is VOA News.